Integrity in food marketing to consumers. That story's coming up on This Land of Ours. In yesterday's report, Nebraska family farmer Don Caldwell spoke on the negative marketing efforts that are often portrayed by some food companies such as Chipotle and said they are not only untrue but downright slanderous.
We do things a certain way. If someone came to visit our farm, you would not be appalled. In fact, you wouldn't be upset at all at what you saw, and we'd be very much able to explain what we're doing. So we'll have manure all over our clothes. I'll hate doing the laundry that night, you know? All of that goes with it. But as far as how the animals are handled, you'd be completely comfortable with it when you left there that day.
Well, while that's the farmer's perspective about integrity or lack thereof, food marketing was a good part of the discussion during the most recent Food Dialogues event. Also discussed was consumer opinions on marketing efforts of food, as panelist Michael Dimmick said some of the marketing efforts target children and try to sell them sugary cereals, which he said are negative and contribute to the obesity rate in the country. But Chicago food writer Emily Pastor wasn't biting, as she said parents are ultimately the ones purchasing the food.
Kids are marketed to all the time. A parent has to still say yes and go to the store and buy the chocolate peanut butter cookie cereal. I mean, I think deceptive advertising is a problem, but beyond that, kids can be marketed to a lot. Parents still have to make a decision to buy or not buy the product and explain to their child why they are or are not doing that.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.